I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny but pretty nippy in downtown Salt Lake City, only 42 degrees.
Roadways are pretty clear right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top local story this hour. Many sports fans in the state of Utah were shocked just a short time ago when Gail Miller announced she was selling the Utah Jazz and several other Larry H. Miller companies.
Today is a day I have never been able to imagine.
But the Jazz won't be leaving town anytime soon, as the new owner is Qualtrics co-founder Ryan Smith. We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
The sale to Ryan and Ashley Smith is reported to be worth around $1.6 billion. After 35 years, Gail Miller said today was a day she could not imagine.
We've been proud of our city and appreciative of our fans' support. There's no question that we have the very best fans in the world.
Miller said the sale allows her family and other businesses to grow and evolve. They will retain a minority interest. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
So what do we know about the soon-to-be Jazz owner Ryan Smith? We continue our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, along with founding Qualtrics, Ryan Smith also founded Five for the Fight, and that has raised $25 million for cancer research in just 3 years. And he was named one of Forbes' 35 most impressive CEOs under the age of 35. And he's been a Jazz fan for many years. Some Jazz fans that I spoke with say this move might be able to bring the Jazz closer to being a championship team.
We're a piece of two away. I mean, we're very close with the core that they've got, and if you throw in another key free agent or two, I mean, you're in the mix. So I think it's great.
Other fans say that they just hope that Smith will be open to spending more money to bring in top players. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senate President Stuart Adams issued a statement on the sale of the Jazz. He says the Miller family will continue to be a pillar in our community, and their legacy with the Jazz will continue to be carried out with Ryan and Ashley Smith. Adams also says he's delighted with the Smith family, that they share the commitment to keep the Jazz in the Beehive State. Turning now to other local news, as more schools across the state move to virtual learning due to rising COVID cases, many are left wondering if health officials will raise the threshold to continue in-person classes. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Current recommendations laid out by the Utah Department of Health call for increasing mitigation steps if cases surpass 15 at a single school within a two-week period.
Do I expect that state health officials, along with the State Board of Education, will come back and evaluate that figure? Yeah, but am I okay with that figure right now? Absolutely.
Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley says it would be inappropriate for education leaders to ask for any changes to health guidelines, claiming that they aren't the experts on the issue. Right now, 6 of their 8 high schools are being forced to instruct virtually due to the number of active COVID cases. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Another hurricane is moving toward New Orleans and should hit land this afternoon. The city's director of Homeland Security, Colin Arnold, has been warning residents to be off the streets.
There's going to be power outages. There's going to be down trees. There's going to be down limbs. There's going to be dangers out there in the street after this is over. And these things will not be resolved overnight.
Officials are currently closing the floodgates around New Orleans. Once you get infected with the coronavirus, can you be infected again? ABC's Sherry Preston has more on how long immunity may last.
If you catch a cold once, there's really nothing to prevent you from catching one again. Because a cold is a type of coronavirus, couldn't you become reinfected once you've already tested positive? A new study out of Britain suggests immunity to the virus probably doesn't last all that long.
On average, the antibodies lasted for about 4 to 5 months.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali says tracking reinfection is difficult to document, and so far there have only been a handful of cases worldwide. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Peru says it's getting ready to reopen Machu Picchu, which has been closed to tourists since the start of the pandemic. The stone complex, built in the 15th century, will have 675 visitors a day starting Sunday. All tourists must pass health screenings and wear masks, and groups will be limited to 8 people. A panel of U.S. health experts wants adults to start getting colon cancer screenings at 45. That's 5 years younger than previous guidelines. The change reflects a growing concern about rising rates of colon cancer in young people. Scientists have been studying bird fossils found on islands near Antarctica, and they believe they may have identified the largest birds ever to have flown above the Earth. Using a jawbone and a foot bone, scientists estimate that a particular group of birds had wingspans of up to 21 feet. Coming up on Utah's new news, how will the sale of the Utah Jazz impact operation of the team? We will ask a Jazz insider. Plus, take a look at your noontime drive.
Well, we're crash-free as we get this noontime drive going. Road conditions pretty decent as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Whoa, what happened to fall?
It's just cold outside. You go out there and you realize, poof, cold enough to make snow.
Get updated forecasts today on the frigid temps. Every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Food brings people together. But for many families, figuring out where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. 1 in 8 children struggle with hunger. You can help. Join KSL News Radio and Macy's for the annual Harvest of Hope Drive to benefit Utah Food Bank and Childhood Hunger. Participating is easy. Now through December 1st, simply purchase a Harvest of Hope food drive icon or a prepackaged Harvest of Hope bag of food at any Macy's store or at Macy's.com/online. You can donate any amount and all proceeds will go to Utah Food Bank. Together, we can make a difference in our communities and provide hope to families in our neighborhoods. And it all starts with you. Food brings people together. But for many families, where their next meal is coming from is a challenge. Let's try to eliminate that challenge. Join KSL News Radio and Macy's in the Harvest of Hope Food Drive.
IVC has been the leading interventional vascular and vein center in Utah for over 15 years. Have you ever heard of varicocele? If you haven't, be thankful. But if you have, then listen close, because you know how painful this vascular problem can be. It's more common than you think, occurring in about 10% of men. Similar to varicose veins, a varicocele is an abnormal enlargement of veins in the scrotum. This condition is associated with infertility and often causes chronic debilitating groin pain. You said it. Ouch. But there is good news. The doctors at IVC are experts in the minimally invasive non-surgical treatment of varicoceles. If you or a significant other has been diagnosed with varicocele, let the experts at IVC help. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops. IVC can also help many other vascular disorders, including pelvic venous congestion, blood clots, and varicose veins. Why wait? Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today for a free consultation.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story, and it was a shocking story for the community. Gail Miller announcing today that she is selling the Utah Jazz and several other of the Larry H. Miller companies. The Jazz being bought by Qualtrics co-founder Ryan Smith, and we're going to continue to follow this story for you throughout the day right here on KSL News Radio. In fact, the Gail Miller family is selling a majority interest in the Jazz and many of their other sports-related businesses to Ryan Smith. Ben Anderson from KSLSports.com tells the Dave and Dujanovic show that the sale of the Jazz was an absolute shocker, but how will it change the Jazz organization?
I suspect early on you won't see major changes. I do think you're going to see a more youthful approach and maybe a more aggressive approach, which is what has happened in the NBA. When you've seen some of these younger owners take over, I know you've had him on your show, Mark Cuban, kind of laid the blueprint for how this is going to work, having a little bit more aggression in a good way, having a little bit more attention, being a little bit more hands-on as an owner. That's speculation at this point, but I would suspect that will be the case. Probably going to have to do more with what the team looks like, what their social media looks like, what their kind of relationship with the community looks like, where the Millers have been kind of passive. They take a back seat. They really hire people and let them do their jobs within the organization. I would imagine you see a little bit more control from ownership now.
Anderson also says it'll be very interesting to see how this impacts the makeup of the Jazz roster.
And I think that's what's going to be interesting about this. We know the NBA lost a bunch of money this season because of the COVID pandemic that cost them $1.5 billion, or they fell $1.5 billion short of what their projected earnings were going to be this year. And now you have these huge contracts coming up. I do think, I mean, the NBA is safe and the Utah Jazz are safe, but I do think ownership is going to get a little bit harder in the NBA in the next couple of seasons because of this financial loss. And I do think that might have been part of the reason why the Jazz were willing to step aside. That could have helped as far as a motivating factor to push it over the top. But, you know, these are big decisions the Jazz have to make. I would suspect Ryan has a very serious interest in seeing this team win games. I don't get the impression, from my understanding of him, his desire to buy Real Salt Lake that he had expressed earlier this year, I don't get the impression he's looking at doing this the cheap way.
And you will hear more from Gail Miller and Ryan Smith coming up in the In-Depth in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Good afternoon, Mark Jackson.
Good afternoon to you, Maria Chaleos. So far, the sensor boards show everything green for good speeds in the valley up in Davis and Weber County, down in Utah County. Not seeing any major problems through Parley's Canyon or on the way through Tooele on I-80. But we do have one problem in Davis County right now. It's crash on Legacy Parkway. Somebody hit the fence near 1250 North in Centerville, but I don't see any big backups with that. Experience Altitude here on KSL each Friday with Alta Banking, weekly business talk and expert financial guidance to help your business grow from Alta Bank. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
High temperatures 54 and we get a lot of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to hear directly the thoughts of Gail Miller and Ryan Smith on the sale of the Utah Jazz. Stay with us for more on that right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
The autumn leaves are already falling. Soon, the holidays will be here. Skip the holiday rush and visit Shane Company today for extraordinary gifts in every price range. As your friend in the jewelry business, we're going above and beyond to make shopping safer. In our store, we're taking extra precautions, including temperature screenings, mandatory masks, and social distancing. We've also installed a new air purification system. Why not enjoy a Sunday drive to see our huge selection of fine jewelry? Experience the sparkle of our diamonds, the vivid colors of our sapphires, our lustrous pearls. You'll both see and feel the quality of our superior craftsmanship. You can also book an appointment with a jewelry consultant and meet either virtually or in store. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. Enjoy!
Myth: healthy people don't need a flu shot.
Truth, a flu shot greatly reduces the chance of severe illness from the flu. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Even when we had two Whipple vans, people would say, "I see your vans everywhere." This surprised me. I was in one of the vans and I didn't see them. Where did you see one? I would hear things like, "Oh, on South Temple." "Oh yeah, that's the van running up and down South Temple." If I would have seen them, I would have waved. So now we wave from the back of the Whipple service vans. People say, "I hear your ads all the time." "Oh really? Which station?" I joke, they should listen to more Books on Tape. But our loyal clients mean so much to us. Join our club. We'll make it easy with $100 off any residential service repair or replacement of $300 or more. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning, $100 off. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST. And if you see us waving, just wave right back. We probably have a van in your neighborhood, especially if you live on South Temple.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
And if you'd like to stay up to date on all the day's breaking news, make sure you text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500, and then we'll let you know when news breaks. KSL News Time, 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
An emotional day for Gail Miller announcing the sale of the Utah Jazz to Qualtrics founder Ryan Smith. They say the team will remain in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, we are working to get more information about an officer-involved shooting in Harriman last night. Officers shot and killed a man near 5300 West, just off of 134th South. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Mark Jackson.
One trouble spot in Davis County right now on Legacy Parkway in Centerville. Rest of the freeway's in fairly good shape. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, and we're warmer up to 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the campaign trail, President Trump in Las Vegas this hour and then heading to Arizona today, a state now considered a swing state. Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will also be there.
In Maricopa County, which covers most of Greater Phoenix, the Democrat ballot advantage over Republicans has shrunk from 35 to 25,000 over the past couple of days. Trump campaign senior advisor Steve Cortez says they're feeling good about where they're at right now.
4 years ago, for example, we were losing fairly significantly into Election Day, and then we absolutely owned Election Day and romped and charged ahead and won. I wouldn't be surprised if a similar pattern is unfolding again this time.
President Trump is holding two rallies in Arizona on Wednesday, as is vice presidential hopeful Kamala Harris. Jeremy Foster, ABC News, Phoenix.
President Trump's rally in Omaha, Nebraska last night, ending with dozens waiting for buses out in the cold to return to parking lots. Police say a preliminary report shows 30 people were contacted for medical reasons over that duration of the event, a total of seven transported to area hospitals. Today in Delaware, before casting his early vote, rival Joe Biden criticizing the president for holding a crowded rally during a pandemic and stranding them.
It's an image that captures President Trump's whole approach to this crisis. He takes a lot of big pronouncements, and he makes a lot of big pronouncements, but they don't hold up. He gets his photo op and then he gets out.
Coronavirus cases continuing to surge around the country, with the Midwest a big concern.
In Wisconsin, total cases of COVID-19 have rapidly jumped to over 200,000. Governor Tony Evers.
While it took us a little over 7 months to reach our first 100,000 cases, it took us just a fraction of that time to reach our second 100,000. This time it only took 36 days.
The latest White House Coronavirus Task Force weekly briefing for governors obtained by ABC News showing Montana, Idaho, Utah, and South Dakota with the highest positivity rates last week.
ABC's Alex Stone. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The sports world in Utah is going through a major shift today. Now that Gail Miller has announced that she is selling the majority part of the Utah Jazz to Qualtrics co-founder Ryan Smith. You could hear the emotion in Miller's voice as she made the announcement about 2 hours ago.
Today is a day I have never been able to imagine. Today, my family and I are here to announce that we've decided to sell a majority interest in the Utah Jazz and its affiliated businesses to Ryan and Ashley Smith. Now, there's been a lot of attention given in recent years to my putting the team in a legacy trust. This was done in connection with my estate plan with the objective of assuring our loyal fans that the team would remain in Utah. I am fully convinced that with this sale, the objectives of that trust will still be honored. And I want you to know that the new owners have made the same commitment to keep the team in Utah.
Ryan Smith then spoke about taking over the Jazz and his deep roots in the community.
There's no secret about my interest in the NBA. And there's really no secret about my interest in the Jazz. I grew up watching the Jazz. This is the team I've cheered for. I played junior jazz. Like, I dreamed of playing for the Jazz, but that didn't work out. But as I was sitting there this week with my kids in a junior jazz program that you guys started, with hundreds of kids running around, the legacy that you have created is untouchable. And we're all just incredibly grateful for that. The Jazz are a gift to this whole community, and that's how we view it. That's 100% how we view this. And, you know, we look to use this platform to continue to do good.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we continue to gather reaction to the sale of the Utah Jazz. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Mark Jackson brings us up to date.
Well, it is such a nice day. It's a shame that there's even any problems out there, but we do have a wreck up in the Garland area, Box Elder County, in the Riverside area. It has all lanes blocked on 152nd North, also known as SR 30 at 4400 West. It does look like in Davis County you've got some trouble south on Legacy Parkway at 1250 North. The rest of the freeway's looking good. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast, the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Highs of 54 today with a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow 59, also mostly sunny. And we're warming up for the weekend and end of the week. Friday's high 62 with a lot of sun. Sunshine at 64, the high on Saturday. That's Halloween. Mostly sunny on Sunday as well. And a high of 65. And we'll keep the warm weather going next week. 66 in the sunshine Monday. And sunny and 65 again on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and chilly, 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets today, and boy, they are in negative territory. The Dow currently down nearly 900 points. A complete update of your money news coming up in just a couple minutes.
We're on the phone with Jake Runyon from Magellan HCM, Human Capital Management. Jake, it's insurance time. We're talking medical insurance here and the carriers. You know, if you've shopped before and everything was great, why should we be shopping again this year?
That's a great question. You know, insurance carriers have always had different appetites for different markets and give different pricing based on those appetites. COVID-19 has impacted those appetites more this year than we've seen in the past 20 years. If there was ever a time to get carriers competing for your business, it really is this year, but time is running out. If you renew your employee benefits on January 1, like so many employers do, you need to be actively shopping your plan over the next month. If not, you'll simply run out of time.
Okay, so Jake, if I like my current insurance carrier, why should I be shopping this year?
Yeah, and it's awesome that you love your insurance carrier because Utah has top-notch carriers. The fact that you love your insurance carrier shouldn't deter you from seeing what else is available to you. Many times, your current insurance carrier will consider matching a competitor's pricing simply if you present it to them, saving you and your employees money. There really is nothing to be lost by shopping your employee benefits plan with multiple carriers.
So, Jake, the company you're working with, do you require them to make, you know, you their broker?
Nope, absolutely not. We understand that companies have long-standing loyalty to their current broker, and we not only appreciate that loyalty, but we commend it.
So, Jake, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go shopping for insurance?
Really easy. You can go to our website at shopmyplan.com or text insurance at 57500.
That's shopmyplan.com. The number again?
57500.
Shop your employees' insurance today. Get a hold of Magellan HCM. Just text insurance to 57500.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, what have you got coming up for us on the show today?
Maria, we're looking deep into what's going on just across the street from where you and I are sitting right now. The sale of the Utah Jazz caught us all off guard here this morning.
Oh, no doubt about it.
We're going to see what it means to the future of the team, what it means to the community, and look into some of the business angles in terms of what actually goes into a sale like this. Plus, the big question, what kind of majority owner will we see in Ryan Smith? Will he end up being, say, an owner like Mark Cuban, or will it be more behind the scenes? We'll have to see. My guess is he'll be pretty front and center as things move on. Also, later on in the program, shifting gears pretty dramatically, we're going to look at political etymology, the origin of some of the phrases and terms that we hear every 4 years when the election cycle comes around, time to vote for the president, stump speech, gerrymandering, things like that. Where'd the words come from? We'll review it on the program today.
Okay, just one note on the Utah Jazz. I got a little teary-eyed today. I have been covering news long enough to remember and have had conversations with Larry Miller when he was starting up that team. And I'm telling you, that's just emotional for that family to... They're not giving up the legacy because they have developed such a legacy, but how difficult is it to stand back from something that your dad has created?
I've bounced around the country a little bit over my short life thus far, and I have never before seen a relationship between a community and a team and ownership like is on display just across the street here at Vivint Arena.
All right, looking forward to your conversation today. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Costco has removed Chow Kaw coconut milk from their shelves after allegations from PETA surfaced saying the company was forcing monkeys to pick the coconuts. Other retailers, including Walgreens, have also removed that milk. KSL Drives, Harley-Davidson is unveiling a new brand of bikes, but these bikes come with pedals. The company has launched the Serial One Cycle Company, which makes and sells electric bicycles. Bicycle sales were up 63% in June. T-Mobile is the latest company jumping into the TV streaming market. T-Vision will start at $10 a month with additional costs as you add more options. And taking a look at your money at this moment, yes, because we have to, the Dow is currently down by 800 points, sitting at 26,667. S&P 500, it's down by 97. NASDAQ and Dow both down by 3 percentage points. The Dow down by 339 points. The World Series ended last night. Today is the day everyone can get their free taco from Taco Bell because a base was stolen during the series in Game 1. Now, this is the ninth year in a row Taco Bell has offered the Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.